from out of the West, the Jimmy Wakely Show. And here's the popular Decca recording star, Jimmy Wakely.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom, I'll be glad I got 'em. Gonna write and say I hope you're feeling better and close with love the way you do. Gonna sit right down and write myself a letter, gonna make believe it came from you. Neil Levang and his guitar. Gonna write and say I hope you're feeling better and close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter, gonna make believe it came from you. Gonna make believe it came from you.
Thank you, folks. That takes care of our first song. And I want to thank you folks right now for all the nice letters requesting some of the more beautiful ballads, which we try to put into our show. Yes, sir, we're loaded with some mighty pretty tunes. And we'll be hearing from Bobby Bruce, Eddie Carver and the boys, plus pretty Miss Beverly Lawrence, and our special guest from up Seattle way, Jack Rivers, who dropped by for a visit. Right now, let's all do a little remembering with a fine song. It was a big hit a few years back, written by Pee Wee King, Miss Beverly Lawrence with You Belong to Me.
Say the pyramids along the Nile, watch the sunrise on a tropic isle. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers, send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember, when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so in a silver plane, see the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember, till you're home again, you belong to
Beverly.
Hello, this is Marvin Miller with an important message. The word security means a great deal to every man. He looks for security in his job, security against sickness or injury, security against poverty or disaster. But at the same time, no man wants to lose his freedom. We know that the most secure person in the world is the one in jail, Food, clothing, and shelter are all provided. But he has surrendered his freedom. Through the centuries, whole groups of people have surrendered their freedom for a false security. They have believed the promises of their leaders, who said, "Obey us without question, follow us blindly, and we'll make you rulers of the world." In the end, these people found that they had neither freedom nor security. These things cannot be given to us by any individual. They are not the special privileges of one group, but the rights of all the people. And every citizen has two responsibilities. First, to know what his rights are. Second, to defend those rights.
Yes, sir, there's Fiddlin' Neil Levang in the background with a tune we've had a flock of requests for from folks up in Seattle. It's a tune he wrote along with our guest Jack Rivers. And while Neil fiddles, here is Jack Rivers to sing the Jelly Bean Rag. Go, boy!
I'll pick you up on a Saturday night. We're gonna do the Jelly Bean Rag. As we hippity hop, the guitars are picking and the fiddle slowly drags. It's early in the morning when the sun comes shining and the music starts to lag. Well, we'll know it's time to head for home to the tune of the Jelly Bean Rag. Neil and Bobby. Sugarfoot Rag and also Ragmop Johnson had one too. When you're out on a Saturday night, it's the Jelly Bean Rag for you. Bex, you want to dance to a no-hold down, swing your partners off. Well, your element left to the Jelly Bean Rag, keeping time to the caller's call. Well, you element left with your left hand, you meet your honey and your promenade grand. With your backs to the center, then you shake your leg. Now you're doing the Jelly Bean Rag.
You sure made that one go there, Jack. Well, now you know why we miss you so very much, Jack. You sure sparked the show there, and it seems like old times having you sing on our show.
Well, good to be back, James. Say, did you miss me?
Yeah, I really did, sorta.
What do you mean, sorta?
Well, Jack, you know that terrific fiddle player you were always telling me about before you left?
Sure, you mean Neil Levang. I bet I told you about him, James, 1,000 times. See, I wanted you to put him on the show to play fiddle.
I know you did, Jack, but you forgot one thing.
And what's that?
You never did mention he plays the fire out of a guitar. He replaced you mighty handy-like, boy.
See, James, my mother didn't raise no idiots, parents. See, I know Neil plays a real good guitar, but that was my department. And I wasn't looking around too much for competition at the time.
Well, you didn't give a hoot what happened to Bobby Bruce, did you?
Let old Rube take care of himself like I did.
You're kidding.
Sure I am.
Seriously, yes, I appreciate I all the nice things you told me about Neil, and it's been mighty fine to have him on the show. Jack, step over to the microphone here and join my wife and me while we do one of our favorite old harmony numbers. Bobby, if you'll kick it off, here is one of our favorites, Ramona.
Ramona, I hear the mission bells above. Ramona, they're ringing out our song of love. I press you, and bless the day you taught me to care, to always rambling rose you wore in your hair. Ramona, when day is done, you'll hear my call. Ramona, we'll meet beside the waterfall.
I dread the dawn when I awake to find you gone.
Ramona, I need you, my own.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Inez, and thanks to Jack Rivers for coming by and saying hello to us. And, of course, I'm going to look forward to working with you up there in Seattle, Jack, because you've got your own nightclub and your own TV show, and I'm going to be on your first show of your new series. So good luck, Jack Rivers. And I'll want you back up the mic directly. We're going to talk to you some more.
What can you do with 43 cents? Not much? Don't you believe it. Because for 43 cents a year, you, as an American taxpayer, are helping to bring about the fulfillment of a great American's dream. The great American? It was Benjamin Franklin, who over 165 years ago wrote, "God grant that not only the love of liberty, but a thorough knowledge of the rights of man may pervade all the nations of the earth, so that a philosopher may set his foot anywhere on its surface and say, this is my country." Through its efforts to break down the barriers of ignorance, intolerance, and suspicion, the United Nations is bringing not only Benjamin Franklin's, but every far-sighted man's dream closer to reality. And this organization, man's best hope for peace and justice throughout the world, costs you only 43 cents a year.
And here's Beverly Lawrence with a great old standard called After You've Gone. Beverly Lawrence.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you feel blue, you feel sad, you miss the dearest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. After I'm gone, after we break up, after I'm gone, you're gonna make up. You will find you were blind to let somebody come and change your mind. After the years we've been together, their joy and tears, all kinds of weather. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Thank you, Beverly. We'll be looking forward to hearing you again on a show next week. And now we're going to answer all of those requests for the people who wrote in trying to name our little dog. We got more requests. Would you step up here, Neil Levang? Neil is the boy who sold this dog to my wife for a soft 50. It's a cute. It's a cute dog. It's real cute. It's, we have all kinds of requests, I mean, suggestions for a name. Did you know that, Neil?
Didn't name it La Cienega.
No, we didn't name it La Cienega.
I thought that was a pretty good name. It's real fitting.
Everybody had... this is the nicest people in the world, I guess, the minute you start hearing from people who love pets. I couldn't possibly acknowledge all the letters on here. We wouldn't have any time for any songs. But the most requested name, we can't even use. The people, all the suggestions, they want Cheetah. I bet you I got 30 letters wanting it to be called Cheetah.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I can't is because at one time here in Hollywood, one of the most famous television stars was a monkey called Cheetah. And my wife just flat resents naming this dog after a monkey. Oh, hey, let her bark in front of the mic here. Do this again.
Careful.
That's pretty crazy. Oh, it's such a pleasure. Now, you take her away, Mother. She's getting excited. She's got a little habit that when Mother tries to put her to sleep at night, she says, "Good night, honey." And about that time, the dog goes, rawr, rawr, rawr. I can just see Inez pulling back a hand with a dog hanging on a finger. But she likes to play. And we don't know really what we're going to call her. My mother back in Oklahoma wrote a letter and said, call her Penny. And Inez has been thinking about calling her Sam. I've been wanting to call her Scrappy because she jumps that big boxer of mine just like he was small. So I want to say one thing to you, Neil. This is a thoroughbred dog, is that right?
Yes, uh-huh.
You didn't furnish any papers with her?
No. That's a little extra monetary. I didn't want to be...
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know, you know,
but
I mean,
you
after
do,
all, I'm on the show, you know,
that's
I didn't
right.
want
to... You do guarantee that the dog won't get to be... real big, all at once I'll find out I got a mongrel on my hand.
Well, I think the top weight would be probably around 75 or 80 pounds. It'd be as big as it'd get, really.
Yeah, well, since you brought it up, if that dog gets over a pound and a half before this cycle on radio is out, we'll be looking for a new guitar picker.
Well, I realized that today when Jack Rivers showed up on the show, so it's no surprise.
Okay, for Russ Morgan, who's listening in, here is Eddie Carver and his accordion with Rose Room. About a chorus. Beautiful new accordion. Eddie, the accordion has a wonderful tone.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I always enjoy your solos.
Just had it a couple of weeks. It's a brand new one.
All right, now pick up the old one now because I want you to play concertina style on this next one while you, the Judd Conlon singers, join me with one of the songs from our Decca album called Santa Fe Trail. Here is We'll Rest at the End of the Trail.
Dusty old pal, the sun is sinking low beyond the range. We're still together, trusty old pal, riding the trail so strange. We're weary and tired, our work is all through, but we'll rest at the end of the trail. We'll stand round the fire when there's nothing to do. When we rest at the end of the trail.
If we feel like roping, we'll hitch to a star. So just keep on loping, it's not very far.
We're weary and tired, our work is all through. But we'll rest at the end of the trail.
We're weary and tired, our work is all through, but we'll rest at the end of the trail. We'll stand round the fire when there's nothing to do.
If we feel like roping, we'll hitch to a star. Just keep on loping, it's not very far. We're weary and tired, our work is all through, but we'll rest at the end of.
We hope you all have a pleasant week and that you'll let us come visit with you again. Our thanks again to Jack Rivers for stopping by. This is Jimmy Wakely saying so long and good luck to you.
The Jimmy Wakely Show, featuring Bobby Bruce, Eddie Carver, Neil Levang, and the boys in the band with Miss Beverly Lawrence, is directed for radio by Sterling Tracy. Jim Matthews speaking.
The Jimmy Wakely Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.